T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
404-263-0941. If your Halloween decorations are way too scary, it's terrifying the kids in the neighborhood, should you take them down? That's on the table today for group therapy, 404-263-0941, because Mark Owens here just moved into a brand new neighborhood and got a letter from one of your neighbors in the mailbox.
So I've been there for just over a month now, and it's in kind of one of the old school parts of Smyrna. And Halloween's here, and you know me, I'm a big kid. I love decorating. I put the Halloween decorations up, and it was Monday afternoon. I got home from work, and I found this in my mailbox.
Mr. Owens, welcome to Smyrna. We're excited to have your family in our beautiful neighborhood. We appreciate your dedication to Halloween, but please be sensitive to other families who may not celebrate with the same excitement as you. Mm. We respectfully request that you tone down your outside decorations, as they may frighten smaller children. Thank you and happy Halloween. Not signed.
Not signed.
No name on it. They put it anonymously in your mailbox.
I want to get a handwriting expert, because the only thing that's handwritten is on the front of the envelope. It just says Owens.
Okay. So at first, I was defensive for you.
Right.
And I thought, no way, you can't take down your Halloween decorations. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Mark's Halloween decorations, and I 100% agree with this person who put the letter in your mailbox. They are terrifying. Mm-mm. Curtis, can you describe what these decorations look like?
So they look like skeletons. I mean, one is like an like, what do you call it, red, like sheer fabric. You have one in each window.
Mm-hmm. I've got,
and so then
on the front porch, you've got the two skeletons in white.
Mm-hmm,
they're hanging,
yeah,
and they've got the sheer cloth like. So when the wind blows,
it waves, yeah, like a ghost or spirit.
I've got a couple of skeletons coming out of the bushes up front.
Yep,
and then I also have two more of the cloth sheer skeletons, but they're in red and black, and they're hanging off the front of the house.
These are the most terrifying decorations I think I've ever seen, and I've seen some scary ones. The red ones are horrifying skeleton faces. I mean, these are mean and scary and demon-like. And they also look like they're hanging like a crucifix from your garden little boxes.
That is, those are just plant boxes. I had to hang them up some way. So, yes, the arms are out like a T.
It looks sacrilegious.
It is
okay?
Not.
Look, you're in the South.
You know what? It's also Halloween, Jen Hobby. I mean, do you want them to smile and say, hey, girl, hey?
Yes,
it's Halloween. They're supposed to be scary.
If it's a kid's holiday and you're terrifying the kids in the neighborhood and you're ticking off all these new neighbors, dude, you're going to live there until Caroline graduates from high school. You got to live with these people, and they already hate you.
It's Halloween. All right, what's the point of Halloween? Trick or treat. Trick or treat. It's Halloween. Let's celebrate everything spooky. Go to Disney. Go to the not-so-scary Halloween. And by the way, my neighborhood has a lot of side streets. You can very easily go around my house. Okay, these are not scary decorations. They are ghosts. I'm not like I have the devil out there doing some seance with fake blood in the middle of the yard.
You might as well.
They're just ghosts and zombies
house.
Hanging up.
They're that scary. 404-263-0941. Ellen from Lawrenceville, what do you say?
I say absolutely not, Mark. You keep it as scary as you can.
What?
I have been an avid decorator for decades, and we're now downsizing, and literally our neighbors are arguing over who gets our scary yard and our graveyard and our ghouls, the whole thing. Do it up.
Thank you.
Love it.
She says as scary as possible, but I'm saying you're going to ruin the relationship with your neighbors. And you have a 6-year-old.
I do.
Aren't you terrifying your own daughter with these?
So, Caroline, my 6-year-old daughter, when we're putting up these decorations, she helped me. She loves them. She is a big fan of the decorations that hang all over the house.
Well, she's a spawn from you, the devil. All right, 404-263-0941. Does he have to take them down just to spare the relationship with the neighbors, or leave them
up? It's Halloween. It is. You've got less than a week to put up with it. Go around if you don't offend you that bad. Don't give me your mom look. Don't give me that takedown look. It's Halloween.
You need to take them down. You're terrifying the kids. All right, we'll leave it up to our friends here. 404-263-0941.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
If your Halloween decorations are too scary, terrifying the kids in the neighborhood, are you supposed to take them down? It's on the table because Mark Owens here moved into a brand new neighborhood, put all these scary, demonic, sacrilegious, horrific.
Those are some pretty intense adjectives to describe a couple of ghosts hanging from the wall.
I know,
these are
right?
horrifying, and they're up online right now at social media, so you can see them if you're in a safe place to look.
Yeah, follow us all across all platforms. We put them on Facebook, the Jen and Friends Instagram page, the Jen and Friends Twitter page as well, and judge for yourself. Now, I did have somebody ask, maybe it's a letter from the HOA. Well, my neighborhood doesn't have an HOA. Mm-hmm.
This was an anonymous letter in his mailbox that said, "You're scaring the kids in the neighborhood. Could you please take them down?" It was polite. Amy in Woodstock, welcome to Jen and Friends. What do you say?
I say leave them up. It's Halloween, for crying out loud. People need to quit being so sensitive. Like, I have kids, but Halloween is about scary things. It can't be rainbows and, like, gummy bears and unicorns all the time. I mean, you got to have scary stuff at Halloween, and just people are overly sensitive. It's ridiculous.
I think it's going to ruin your relationship with your neighbors. Curtis, on Instagram, people have got some strong opinions on my side of things because I think you need to take them down.
Right. So Stacy on Facebook, she says people need to stop making everything about themselves. If you don't like it, don't look. It's what you make of it, and it's up for what? How long? A few weeks? His property, his decor. I personally love it and wish more people would have the Halloween spirit. Lame slackers.
All right, well, this one coming in on our Instagram page. Holy crap, Mark, no. I couldn't take my child by your house. This even scares me. I got to be Team Jen on this one. Sorry, man. It's Halloween, not the inside of a horror movie.
All right, Marlo in Norcross weighing in on group therapy. Hey, Marlo.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, friend. Maybe. What's your thoughts? Turn your radio
hello?
Down.
Marlo, what do you say?
Yes, hello.
Keep them up or take them down?
I say leave them up. Halloween is for terrifying children and scaring them. I stay in Norcross, and I have my whole front yard decorated as a cemetery. Mm-hmm. I have hands coming out. If you walk up, you're going to see the blood and zombie blood on the ground. I even have hands coming out of pallets, making it look like zombies are coming at you. And I stay on the main street. People are happy to see it. They're passing by, beeping the horn, and telling me I did a good job.
Thank you, Marlo. So, all right, Marlo says keep them up. But I'm telling you, most of Instagram, once you see these terrifying skeletons, say take it down.
Welcome to my world, Mark. Jen is right. Take them down. Another one, this came in from Jana. Leave them up except for the scary red one. That seems to be the biggest one in question. The scary red one. They did not ask you, and this coming from the letter, they didn't ask you to take them all down, just to tone them down. And that's with the letter. Whoever wrote it didn't put their name on it.
Angie in Hampton, what do you say?
I say keep them up.
Why?
I have a 4, almost 5-year-old. She turned 5 in a couple of weeks. And I actually want to show her his decorations only because she loves scary things. She goes from watching Annabelle and, you know, Child's Play and, you know, all those scary movies at the age of 4. Mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, a lot of people say they think that things shouldn't be as scary as they should be, but, I mean, it's Halloween, guys. Everyone can make it as scary as they want to.
Thank you for the call, Angie. I'm trying not to judge you as a mom right now. I'm really trying.
I know
you're totally fine with your kid.
Her mom hat is in full effect right now.
I am a very great mom, but, you know, we're a Halloween family. I mean, we love Halloween.
All right. Let's see. Jen in Noonan, what do you say? Take them up or leave them up or take them down?
I think you should absolutely leave them up. If he takes them down, he's just putting a Band-Aid on a bigger problem. This isn't the last letter he's going to get from those neighbors. He just needs to let them know what to expect now.
Yep.
Those neighbors. Mm-hmm.
So then therein, Jen, comes the problem of once Christmas gets here. Because I'm going to go ahead and put it out there to the world. I'm Clark W. Griswold when it comes to Christmas. How do I not know that I put
a... It has nothing to do with the level of decorations. It's the fact that these things are terrifying. These are horrifying. And the ones that you hung up on the garden boxes... looks sacrilegious. It's I'm just going to tell you. It looks like a skeleton on a crucifix nailed to this thing through the hands.
I can understand.
You're not only terrifying the neighbors, you're completely offending them.
It is not a it is a flower box. I had nowhere else to put his hands, so I had to put him on a flower box. What happens if my neighbor sees the inflatable?
I don't care how you had to hang him. It's terrifying.
Is he
going to
be offended
kids.
By the inflatable Snoopy that comes out at Christmas because he doesn't like peanuts?
Lou in Fairburn, what do you say? Leave them up or tear them down.
I say leave them up. It's Halloween. As soon as you get into Walmart, it's shoved down your throat like the kids are going to be scared. But it's Halloween. That's what it's for.
Thank you.
Leave them up.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We're going to keep this conversation going because I know there's more people that agree with me than disagree with me, but they're not getting through on the phones right now.
I feel a little guilty because my 11-year-old nephew who lives around the corner hates him, scared to death of him.
See? Thank you.
As he should be.
Good for your nephew.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
If your neighbors politely ask you to take down your scary Halloween decorations, should you or should you not? Marco, why is this on the table?
Well, because I got a letter in my mailbox. They didn't put their name on it. They didn't sign it. The only handwritten part is where it just says Owens on the envelope. And then they asked me to politely tone down my Halloween decorations because it's too scary for the kids in the neighborhood. I've only been here for about a month now.
And so what's your opinion on this? Are you going to take them down?
No, because first of all, you're not paying my mortgage. I am. Secondly, I don't have an HOA, so you can't, you know, tell me how to treat my house and my yard. And finally, because it's Halloween. It is Halloween. We're supposed to be scary, and we're supposed to have fun with it.
404-263-0941. Take them down or leave them up. Curtis, how do you feel about this?
I say leave them up. It's Halloween. Halloween is supposed to be scary. It's a spooky time of the year.
Now, I think you need to take them down. And it's because I've seen the pictures of them. So you can check out our Instagram, Jen and Friends Show, and see all of them right there. And here's why. I think that the one on the flower box looks sacrilegious. It's a really terrifying demon-looking skeleton with like red flowing material hanging from it. And his hands are, his or her, I don't know, it's a skeleton. Does it have a gender? Are nailed into the flower box through the hands, dude.
It's a flower box. It's not a cross. It is a
flower. It looks
that
like a
cross. That was the only way I could hang him up is through the flower box. And see, here's the thing. That never even crossed my mind until y'all pointed it out. And I'm good with God. I get my God on every week. So I think me and Jesus are in a good space.
Okay. Here's an email that we got yesterday from one of our listeners who, unlike your neighbor, is willing to put her name on it. It's from Amy D. She says, I'm a Georgia native, and I was listening this morning to the discussion about Mark's Halloween decorations. She said, in our house and neighborhood, Halloween is an event drawing hundreds of families for trick-or-treating. So while I appreciate your desire to go all out, I do think the similarity of the decoration to a crucifix is a little too much. Amy says, what really struck me, though, was what an opportunity this would be to show kindness and understanding to other people. What a great opportunity for Mark to teach his kids that life isn't always about, quote, me and what I want. Yes, the author of the letter should have signed his or her name. Nevertheless, the letter was polite. At the end of the day, the impact of the decorations is short-lived compared to the long-lasting impact of kindly taking them down. Mm-hmm. Amy says, I'm willing to bet the author of the letter will pay it forward. Even if he or she doesn't, Mark will have taught his children and others a positive message that is so desperately needed in our country today. Kindness and respect. Hoping you will kindly take them down. Signed, Amy.
I guarantee that she has live, laugh, love somewhere painted on wood hanging in her house right now.
Right.
Wow.
Don't you think she makes a point?
No. I understand completely what she's saying. However, the me part of this, my job is to entertain. My job is to make my house the fun space to be. The gentleman or woman, I don't know who it was because you didn't put your name on it. They want this to be about them because they deem it's not appropriate. So because I'm uncomfortable, I want to control how you celebrate the holiday because I'm uncomfortable.
Brittany in Atlanta, what do you say?
I say leave them up. I have a four-year-old. We go to Walmart. She gets scared. Turn around. Close your eyes. Don't look. You know, it's his house. You can't control what he does at his house.
Right.
Thanks, Brittany. And Christina incoming. What do you say, Christina?
I say that he needs to heavily consider repositioning
the skeletons that have the crucifix shape.
Stop! It's not a crucifix. It is
looks
not.
Like it.
It's,
yes, it is.
I had to put his you arms
reposition
somewhere.
Reposition those arms. Thank you. Reposition those arms.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you very much.
My job.
And one last thing.
Yes,
eerie
ma'am.
Is one thing. Be eerie, absolutely. Be spooky. Be eerie, but don't be in your face, demonic. Crucifixion.
It's not
seriously.
A crucifix. Stop calling it a crucifix.
It is. That's why you
it
take
is
it
not.
Down.
It is a flower box.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.